In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show. Brayden Suprenant, 11 a.m. hour, second hour of the Brayden Suprenant Show. We're going to talk more football later on in the show, trying to recap the Padres season today, kind of the post-mortem, if you will. Spent a lot of time in the first hour about the Manny Machado post-game press conference after getting eliminated from the playoffs. That was all over the news over the weekend. We missed it on Friday. I mean, we were just so into the missed call on the Bogarts thing and the Padres not scoring any runs on their own and a lot of different things. So we'll talk more about some of those things when we move on. But we do want to recap, kind of talk about the season a little bit, and we'll get to that. But we want to get back to your phone calls, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. It's got to Manny in San Diego. Manny, you're on the Brayden Suprenant Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Brayden. Thanks for taking the call. I just think that people get too emotional about stuff that, in the scope of life, it's great to have entertainment, and they entertain us a heck of a lot. And we have to realize they're human beings. They can only have so much capability. They're getting paid big bucks, and they're going to get criticized for it. But it is, the sky is not falling. We're way better than 26 other teams in the rest of the league. And so I think that we need to just take a chill pill. We do live in San Diego, and we can really enjoy a lot more than just baseball.
Well, I appreciate the phone call, Manny. Yeah, I mean, you look at it like that if you want to. Makes for boring sports talk radio, though, Frank, if you don't. But, yeah, I don't think anybody's, losing that much sleep over it. But anyway, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Try to get more of your phone calls as we go on. That means more talk about food. That's a good point. What did I had? Sushi yesterday. That was pretty good stuff. Fresh wasabi. Must play every single time. Might be too spicy for you, Frank. You ever dabble in sushi? Can't say that you do?
No. I'm not a fan. I have, though.
If you're going to have sushi, you got to have it with Sam. That's what it's in his name, as Nate puts out. I kind of agree with Diesel a little bit in the chat. I mean, it's just, I don't know what you want me to say. I don't think anybody's really viewing it like that too much. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. James and Escondido, you're on the Brayden Suprenant Show. What's going on, James?
Hey, two quick questions for you. First, what was the bumper music you played at 9 o'clock? That was really cool.
All right. I'll think about it.
And two, I think Manny Machado and Tatis have the same holes in their swing patterns. So if you can get one out, you can get the other out. I think next year they should at least bat two batters apart.
All right. Appreciate the phone call, James.
Did you hear what time he was asking for? I couldn't hear
it kind of cut out.
It cut out. We got a lot of good music on this show. A lot of good music on the show. All right, Frank, let's talk about this season. First half of the season, the Padres went 52-44. Unthinkable 7-0 opening homestand. I think, did that set up unrealistic expectations for this team?
You think, huh?
Yeah, might have been.
Because
we were trying to talk people off the ledge for like more than half the season that they weren't going to be this world beater team when they started the season 7-0 and swept Atlanta, who obviously is not very good. So probably part of the problem. 15-5 through the first 20 games of the season. Machado was on a tear. Nick Pivetta showing that Frank didn't know what he was talking about signing Nick Pivetta.
Okay.
You're going to say it next year when he gets shelled, right, but too early. What a waste of a contract this guy is.
What I said again was...
We're throwing you to the bus now.
He was a great signing for $1 million, but at $20 million next year, is it going to be the same? That's all I said.
Except for the fact that you're probably not going to get a lot of different players back. Obviously, a lot of issues with the starting rotation at the beginning part of the year, too, because Dylan Cease started to turn into a... Well, maybe he's off to a slow start. And then it was, nope, this is just what he's going to be.
Well, you know.
We saw that there were signs. We missed the signs. We just went right through the signs.
Sign everywhere, a sign.
Michael King got injured in the first half of the season. I mean, he ended up missing more than half the season. Estrada, Morejon, Adam, and Suarez were just single-handedly winning games for the Padres, it seemed like. I mean, there was a couple of times in the first half of the season, and I remember correctly when I was in Italy looking at the game, how are we winning games right now? I remember asking that question. We went from a 14-3 start in which everybody thought it was World Series easy to at a point in late May, early June, I asked the question when I would wake up in Italy to the Padres score, I'd be like, what's that meme where the guy's like half asleep looking at his phone? And I would be like, how are they winning games? It didn't make any sense because they weren't hitting, and that seemed to be a problem the entire season. And the starting pitching wasn't that great, but the bullpen was just carrying the team in the first half of the season. We talked about Jackson Merrill maybe being an MVP candidate at the beginning of the year. He got met. What an injury-prone sophomore year for Jackson Merrill, Frank.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily a sophomore slump for him. It was the injury bug.
Yeah, I agree.
That bit him. Like, he didn't have a bad year, all things considered. It wasn't like a sophomore slump year where he hit like 230. He just couldn't get any sort of momentum going. And the second you thought, okay, well, maybe we can ride now, he got hurt again.
Gavin Sheets was a nice little addition. He continued what he did in spring training throughout the entire season. A guy that I didn't even think was going to make the team. I didn't think he was going to make the team. But he went out there and showed out. He balled out. Another great find by A.J. Preller. Look, he's going to miss, right? He missed on Hayward and Maldonado and Yuli Gurriel, right? I mean, those are all guys that were just throwing to see if anything sticks to the wall.
Speaking of throwing and waiting to see if it sticks, wait until we go over the left fielder list here in a second.
Oh, my God. I thought Gavin Sheets, who was not going to make the team, ended up being a kind of an MVP candidate for the Padres season. I mean, he was a major pickup for the Padres throughout the entire year, Gavin Sheets.
Yes.
No more comments on that, I guess.
No, he was absolutely fantastic. He was a crucial part to this team, and the Padres would not have been where they were without the surprise that Gavin Sheets was.
Xander Bogaerts was off to an awful start. People wanted him cut. We had to sit there and defend him the entire first half of the season, which is just exhausting.
Firmly on the struggle bus.
He was not doing well. But he did. He had the metrics to turn it around, and man, did he turn things around. Fernando, you started to see that he got off to a great start, right? Remember in spring training, it's the best I've ever felt. We thought he was going to have just a stupid year.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, after the first 2 weeks,
it started to go downhill, and you could tell he was dealing with something that wasn't on the field.
Yep. To take a wrestling term, you could tell he lost his smile.
Yeah, he did.
A little bit. He was not himself this year. And especially, forget about on the offensive side of the field. On the defensive side of the field, he was as good, if not better than ever, out in right field. But when it came to offense, when it came to personality, when it came to bringing energy, he was not himself this year at all.
No, it was not. Statistically, wasn't that bad of a year.
Right.
He was okay. I mean, it was a solid year, but it wasn't a Fernando season, and you didn't get to have that energy and that positive. He wasn't fun to watch.
No, he lost his smile. He lost his energy. He lost his personality.
And I don't think it's just him batting leadoff or his
approach. No, I don't think it had anything to do with that.
I don't think that's, you know, because people are like, we got to bat him third or fourth because, you know, now he's going to be able to, because that's the reason why he's not playing. No, that's not the reason. He's obviously, there's a lot of things that he needs to get figured out going into next year. I mean, he was not as fun to watch. Burgert and Kolek showed a lot of muscle throughout the year. The beginning part could be serviceable for the Padres, and they were.
Yeah. How about that for saving the back end of the rotation? You leaned on them a lot with Michael King being out, with Yu Darvish not looking like he was going to come back anytime soon. You leaned on a lot of those back end of the rotation guys a lot. And those two really held, especially for Steven Kolek, who was a Rule 5 reliever last year. To stretch him out, make him a starter, they did fantastic in their roles this year.
And you flipped him for Freddie Fermin.
Yeah.
Who had a great time with the Padres, I thought. But you look at, again, with Burgert and Kolek at the beginning of the season, this is what we can't go into the season with Burgert and Kolek in the back end of the rotation, and then you got to like the second half of the season. Where is Burgert and Kolek? Why did we trade these guys? Oh my God. It's going to be like that next year. Watch, clockwork. You see next year when they're putting the roster together, I can't believe we're going into the season with only two starting pitchers. These guys are not going to be able to get the job done. Then they'll get the job done, and guess what? Then they'll get traded. And then people are, where the hell is Sunset?
It's almost like a cycle that happens every year, you know?
Unbelievable. I mean, we knew it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Right, but just too early. Gavin Sheets, Jason, I'll let you go through it. Want to tell me who played left field, Frank, for the Padres in the first half of the season?
There were more than I thought, and there were more than I remembered.
Is it more than the Cleveland Browns quarterback jersey?
You're close. Gavin Sheets.
Okay.
Jason Hayward.
All right.
Oscar Gonzalez.
He got sent it. He signed in Japan.
Yep.
After the Oklahoma series.
Tirso Ornelas was here for a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Not much more. Brandon Lockridge.
Still playing,
of course. Trenton Brooks. Connor Joe.
Remember that? That's another player.
He was here.
He signed a $1 million major league contract.
I knew he signed a deal, and I knew he didn't make the major league roster, and I knew he got traded. I believe it was to Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that they actually did call him up. Completely forgot about
that.
He
played like what? He had like 9 at bats?
Something like that.
He didn't get a single hit in a Padres uniform.
Tyler Wade did play in left field.
That's right.
Jose Iglesias got some time in left field this year, and Bryce Johnson. All played left field for this team in the first half of the season.
Sheets, Hayward, Gonzalez, Ornelas, Lockridge, Brooks, Joe, Wade, Iglesias, Johnson. 10. You had 10 different left fielders in the first half of the Padres season.
You had a full team play left field for you this year.
Well,
I
guess
that's a reserve.
Part of the problem. You sent the positives, too, of the first half. You sent Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, Jason Adam, Robert Suarez, and Adrian Morahone to the All-Star game.
Yes, absolutely.
Pretty impressive.
Incredible job by all of them. Some of them were not first votes, but they made it there either way.
And you thought everything was going to cruise in the after the first half of the season, because you're thinking about the second half of the season and how much better the Padres usually play in the second half of the season, or at least how good Mike Schilt's teams play in the second half of the season. And you go into a second half of the season and you go 10 games above 500, slightly different than what you had in the first season. I think a lot of people thought with the schedule that they had, that they were going to do a lot better in the second half of the season they did in the first half, and that's where the kind of the beginning of the worry and beginning of the end really started to mount for the San Diego Padres. When we come back, we will talk about the second half of the season as we kind of, this is the last day we're going to do this, talk about the 2025 San Diego Padres season, the ups, the downs, just recap the first half. Let's talk about the second half of the season when we come back on the Braden Suprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Through the fan. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Braden Suprenant. This is the Braden Suprenant Show. Live and local each every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We're getting to some football in the noon hour. It's football season. Unfortunately for a lot of Padres fans, it's football season earlier than you would expect. I watched college football all day on Saturday. I loved it. It was great. I reignited my relationship with my couch. I haven't had a relationship with my couch the last handful of weeks. I've missed my couch.
Phrasing?
I said what I said. Couch, Saturday, college football, not leaving said couch all day. Now, I had it. We were flying back from De La Salle. Lost to De La Salle over the weekend. They're a good football team. The reason why they're 19 in the country, lost 35-14. Two late scores, or two scores in which that we had to deal with. What's it called? We gave them the ball inside our own 20-yard line twice and trying to go for it, and some things not really working out for us. So score is a little bit different than we expected. I will say this. We talked about this, right, Frank? The kicker situation. I got a new kicker. We got a kicker because our other kicker got hurt, and so we had to recruit one from the soccer team. How about this for the, by the way? So this is his first week with the team. The first like 2 to 3 days, he's not at practice because he's got to get his clearance card and all this other stuff, right? He's got to get eligible to play. The soccer coach at Cathedral kicked at Miami. He was a kicker at Miami. So it works out that he's like kind of helping him out. So our guy Carson did a great job kicking on kickoffs. He was came in to really do the kickoffs because we were having some issues with kickoffs. Pre-game, our punter goes, "I can't go. He doesn't feel right." So then we decide to go with a different player. Then that player got hurt. And so now I have to feed to the wolves this soccer player for a punt. And guess what situation he gets the punt in, Frank?
What situation would that be?
His first ever high school punt for a kid that's never punted before, football-wise, is playing at De La Salle, who's the number 19 team in the country, who's such a good program, they have a movie on them for when the game stands tall. It's about De La Salle football. Mm-hmm. So that's how prominent of a team that they are, right? So at De La Salle, their student section's in the end zone. They have big bleachers in the end zone. It's third down. Our backup quarterback is in at this point in time. Snap gets snapped over his head. And so instead of punting from our own 20 on fourth down, he runs it down, jumps on the ball at our 4-yard line. So in the end zone of the student section.
Mm-hmm.
So we send out the soccer player, who has never kicked before, never punted before football. And he, and this student section, they have, it's an all-boys school. It's like Saints, right? So Saints and OLP, so they have a combo there at games. They're on the field, screaming right behind our kicker, who's got a punt in his own end zone against the number 19 team in the country. Got the punt off. It's great. He actually did a really good job. But he was able to get the kick off, which was the best part. I literally told him before, I'm like, I just get the kick off. I don't really care how far it goes. It didn't go very far, but you know what? He got the job done. After the game, he was upset. He thought he could have punted better. I'm like, we just threw you to the wolves, yeah, and brother, you survived.
Just be happy you lived.
I know, right? And I'm like, he's probably sitting there going, what did I sign up for? He's like, hey, yep, you're going to have to punt. Go ahead. Good luck, buddy. So, yeah, exactly. We'll get him some more reps this week. He's a good, you know what? He's a soccer player, but he's got a hell of a leg. Like, he might be able to kick at the D1 level. Just a slight tweaking on actually being able to kick with form. So that happened over the weekend. It was the trip wasn't very good. We had one serious play, you know, for one of our kids. So please keep him in your thoughts and prayers. He's doing a lot better. He's doing fine. He came back yesterday, which is great. Very scary injury, a scary injury that I have never seen at the high school level, and I don't even want to talk. It was just not great. I told Frank off the air, but it was not good. One of my guys, I was in tears on the sidelines. And I had to like regroup. There was like 5 minutes left in the game. I can't believe we finished the game, to be honest with you. Paramedic came out. Big hats off to the trainers at De La Salle and Cathedral and the first responders and everything like that. It was a lower leg situation. But he's going to be okay, which is the best part. So it was tough to see that. And the kid was in great spirits, which is the best. I mean, the kids are resilient. But that was a tough weekend trip, to say the least. But yeah. Then I reignited my relationship with the couch. I got to watch some football on the plane ride out of there. I ordered Jersey Mike's. I sat on my couch the entire day and I watched college football. And it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. I was screaming at the television during the entire TCU-Colorado game. TCU played like absolute ass. I'm going to be Buck. They were ass. Backdoor cover on fourth down, though, under 2 minutes to go. Threw a fade to the end zone, Frank. Good teams win. Great teams cover. Backdoor cover by the Frogs. Sending Dion packing. We'll take the dub. Kansas State this week. Ron and La Mesa's Kansas State in a place that we never do well, but we're favored somehow. We'll talk about college football later on. Did we get back to your phone calls? Alan in Imperial Beach, Ron in San Diego. Let's get to Alan in Imperial Beach. You're on the Brayden's Apprentice Show. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. So I wanted to talk about how it's been underestimated how bad Laureano's injury was. I mean, he was doing great, and our replacement plan was a three straight lefties. you know, when we went into that last game, they should have benched Crone and put in Iglesias. So they had a right-handed hitter. He could play left field. He could play second base. He could play wherever. And it just would have broke things up. He was kind of hot towards the end. And, you know, Crone's a great player. I love him. But he was over. And you just need he wasn't doing it. And that them bringing in a lefty just crippled us on numerous occasions where we had, you know, men on base.
Laureano injury was definitely huge, Alan. I agree with you. I mean, that was more... I thought the Padres were going to be able to maybe survive that, but they obviously were not able to do so. I mean, you have him batting seventh or anywhere down there. It breaks it up a little bit. I don't understand why they didn't pinch hit Cronenworth either. I don't understand. Cronenworth was terrible in the postseason. I mean, defensively, he was okay, but offensively, he was terrible. He was not good. And the pinch hit for Gavin Sheets, who at any point in time can lose a ball and hit a home run, instead of pinch hitting for the guy next up in the order, and Jake Cronenworth, where he could have had Iglesias play second base after the fact, was definitely a head-scratching move. But it wasn't about the bottom three guys in the lineup. I mean, Freddie Fermin did a good job. I don't know why. They could have had Freddie Fermin bat eighth. Had Cronenworth bat ninth, he's like a second leadoff anyway because he usually grinds out at bats and works walks. Freddie Fermin, I thought, played his ass off during the series. But it wasn't the bottom of the order. The top three guys in the order didn't get the job done at all. What were they, 3 for 40-something? Off the top of my head? I mean, Manny had the one home run, which saved the day in game two. And Fernando didn't do anything, and Arraez didn't do anything. That was it. Top of the order did not get the job done. 833-288-0973. Sam says, raise your hand if your college football team's 4-1. I'm going to raise my hand. Frank, why aren't you raising? Oh, that was...
There's reasons.
That was so bad. You know, Perez and Mike went to that game. And Dennis.
I feel sorry for them.
That was probably the roughest ride home from L.A. they've ever had. That had to be worse than driving home from Vegas after you lose like $1,000 or maybe more. I don't know. I'm not a degenerate. I'm not a gambler as much as a lot of other people are. That was rough. That was rough.
Mm-hmm.
James Franklin was at the La Costa Cana Mission Hills game on Friday.
Almost like he should have been somewhere else.
You're acting like they don't recruit on Fridays anyway.
No, I'm just saying. It's almost like he should have been somewhere else. Maybe. Instead of overlooking their opponent.
I don't know if they overlooked their opponent. UCLA punched him in the mouth. Onside kicks. I thought when Penn State blocked the punt, things were getting flipped. I tell you what, you know what? The older gentleman that watched Penn State, they go, Jopo would have never lost a game like that. Probably not.
Mm-mm.
Who are you going to go get? That's not James Franklin. By the way, you got to pay him $54 million for him to go away. $54 million. That's crazy. Dab on Frank if your team is 4-1. Bang! Dab. 4-1 Frogs.
He draws the foul.
I love it, Juan. That's great. Dab on Frank if your team is 4-1. Dabbing emoji.
So
amazing. Amazing.
I think it was Annie Agar, I believe, if that's how you pronounce her last name.
Sure, sounds good.
I saw her on Twitter post what was, I think, the objectively correct way to look at that game, which was James Franklin got tired of hearing everyone say that he can't win a big game.
Oh, I saw that.
So he just decided to not win a small game either. Which is that's like a 10D chess play right there. So instead of not winning a big game, he decided to just, you know, not win.
Dab on Frank if your team's 4-1. Brenton Ford, Arizona Wildcat, 4-1. San Diego State Aztecs, 4-1. TCU Horned Frogs, 4-1. I think Tennessee Volunteers are 4-1, if I'm not mistaken. They've only lost one game. Bang, hit the dab.
We're just going to go through every 4-1 team right now? Is that
just the ones that I have some affiliations with. That's all of them. I'm done now. All of my teams are 4-1. But you know what? probably ending very shortly. I feel bad. I feel bad. I wanted to say my buddy was not. He was. Mike was in a bad spat. He was in a bad place.
Can we just?
He's still in a bad place.
Can we also just say? By the way.
Uh oh.
The rushing of the field.
Go Aztecs! Put it out there on Twitter.
Yeah. The rushing of the field. I think that's
so overplayed.
I think that's done now.
It's not cool anymore.
When you have five people, quote unquote, storm the field at UCLA, I think it's over. And as you said off air during the show, before the show, they should probably get fined double for that.
I agree.
Because that's one.
At least make it look cool.
The fine is because you look stupid.
Yes.
That was even dumber. You had five people storm the field. Like,
we've done the rules of fandom. I have rules of storming the field. But I feel like every kid now just wants to post on social media.
Exactly.
And they just
right.
run out there for every single win. It looks stupid.
Everyone wants to be the main character.
It looks stupid. You know what else looks stupid? Bat flips look stupid now. They're overplayed. Storming the field is overplayed. And I had another one that was overplayed, too.
When you have big gaming companies highlighting... Oh, we've added bat flips. We've added the gritty. We've added storming the field into their video games. It's over.
It's not cool anymore.
It's done.
It's forced. You know what? Like the wave. Doing the wave.
Yes.
Oh, it's stupid.
The wave is not... Folks, and I see it all the time at Petco, and it drives me nuts. The wave is not cool. The wave is a sign of boredom that you're trying to do something to entertain yourself. It is an indictment of the product on the field. The wave is not cool. It is a show of boredom.
Funny that UCLA was celebrating Neuheisel as the offensive coordinator over interim head coach. Makes sense. Derek and La Mesa. Uh-oh. Are you going to dance on the grave here of Penn State? What's going on, Derek?
Nah, man. You know what? I tried to get in last week on Friday. I was trying to be respectful of the Padre talk, so I waited until Friday, and I just couldn't get in. And I wasn't going to call to gloat to Frank, because Frank, by the way, I was in the stands at the Rose Bowl last year when Ohio State dropped 35 on my Ducks in about 8 minutes. So I wasn't going to do that. That was a fantastic football game. Unbelievable. I'm really upset at the officials for missing the targeting call. That was awful. I'm sure you watched.
Yes.
I know you didn't go to a soccer game. So
no,
that was
I did not.
Just absolutely atrocious, that targeting non-call. But, and I'm not going to dance on your grave, Frank, but oh my goodness, UCLA. I mean, they are one of the worst football teams in the country. So, I mean, Penn State fan has to be calling for his head. They have to be. I mean, right?
Calling for it after,
million, did you say,
calling
Braden?
For it after Oregon.
The buyout's $54 million. Yes.
Gosh, how in the world do you enter into a contract like that? I mean, good for James Franklin. That's amazing. But holy cow. I mean, you just can't have that much talent. The Oregon game is one thing, right? Oregon's got a lot of talent. They got a lot of money, blah, blah, blah. It was a fantastic football game. On the edge of my seat, you just can't lose to UCLA. I mean, that's terrible.
It is terrible. It's terrible. That's a terrible loss.
Yeah.
That's a terrible loss.
Mm-hmm.
It's rough. It was in a bad spot the whole time.
And as far as the why would you go into a contract like that if you're Penn State? Number one, you're an idiot for offering that much money in the first place to a coach, especially on a buyout. You're an idiot for offering that much money. However, the dumber party is the person who doesn't take it. Because if they're willing to give you that much money, you're stupid for not taking it.
My question is all the time, and it's not a Penn State show. We're gonna get back to Padres baseball in a second. Who are you going to get that's better than James Franklin right now? Who are you going to get? Because you have to pay him $54 million to go away, and then you're going to have to give a new guy a ton of money with another gigantic buyout. I just, the knee-jerk reactions from college fans because they think they got to win the champ. I mean, I don't know. What are you going to do? By the way, when are people going to talk about Sarkisian like they're talking about James Franklin? Sarkisian can't beat anybody good either. He's not good in big games. Hasn't been. Single-handedly keeping Billy Napier's job alive at Florida this weekend. Arch Manning, by the way, ain't it. Trash.
You know, drafting Jackson Dart's
terrible.
Drafting Jackson Dart's looking a little bit better every single time Texas plays.
Yes.
Not going to lie.
833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. We're going to talk about the second half of the Padres season and get to the sports thread when we come back. Horns down. Almost.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Monday afternoon. Get to the noon hour. We can talk about food again. We haven't, I mean, when you get to Padre playoff time, the food talk kind of went away a little bit. What is the best thing you had to eat this weekend?
I really didn't eat much this weekend. I was engrossed in trying to get things organized and set up back to kind of normal again.
Back to non-Padre time?
Yeah, and again, with me not being able to feel hungry, I barely ate at all this week.
That's not fun for the bit, dude. You could have made something up.
I could have, but I want to be honest with the audience. I'm a truthful guy.
We're a fair show.
I don't want to mislead you.
We keep it real.
Exactly.
I almost got Hawaiian barbecue the other day. It's funny that Go Aztecs put that on. I was almost looking at that. In these eating on these trips, we went to I got a chicken cutlet sandwich at the place we went to.
Oh boy.
We went to this place called Rocco's up in the Walnut Creek area. So Rocco's is a place, apparently they get every team that comes in from out of town, they'll do their pregame meal, and then De La Salle goes there for their postgame meals. It's been there for 40 years. I actually got to meet Rocco. It was great. The guy that owns the place.
Nice.
They had a chicken cutlet sandwich. I had to get it. The thing that was interesting, though, is like it came with two sides. One of them was pasta salad. Mm-hmm. You could have got pasta salad, minestrone soup, or penne. And I'm like, what's with the penne? There's like, no, I was like, it came with like a sauce. So I got two pastas on the side with the chicken cutlet sandwich. Now, I will say, I feel like the chicken cutlet sandwich needed some sauce on it.
Wait.
It didn't come in like a roll. It came on like, I don't know what type of bread it was. It was like bread, chicken cutlet, lettuce, tomato. And then it came with a side of marinara sauce.
Oh, for God.
I feel like vodka sauce would have been better. I feel like you could have done buffalo sauce, you know, like and had like a buffalo chicken cutlet sandwich. I mean, there's a lot of things you could have done with a chicken cutlet sandwich. Frank wants to vomit right now. What do we got? Pasta salad was good, Sam. The pasta salad was good.
No, it's just
your soul left your body.
You're doing a chicken cutlet sandwich with the sauce on the side.
Yeah, I don't know why they did
What's the point of that?
I agree.
Just have the chicken cutlet then. And if you're going to do it with like lettuce and stuff, then it's a buffalo chicken cutlet sandwich.
Yeah, you could put buffalo sauce on there. There would have been cheese would have been nice. You could have put some fresh mozzarella on there. Mozz, provolone.
God, some people stracciatella.
I was like, really? Northern Italians. I just can't do it. Dead polenta on the menu. That's fun. Their sauce was okay. It was okay. I can't. I've told you this. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have sauce at restaurants.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Because it's not better than mine. Mm-hmm. It's not better than the family's. It will never be better than the family's. If there's a place where I get red sauce there, that means that place is approved. Because I don't get red sauce at a lot of places. God, you look like you're so pissed off right now.
No, it's just, it's confusion. It's not even anger. It's just, it's confusion.
100% agree. 100% agree. We don't have too much time, so we should probably get to our sports thread. That will sound a little bit different tomorrow.
Yeah, it will.
Let's get to it.
You know that group chat? The one that's always blowing up with the biggest sports takes, debates, and breaking news?
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me!
Yeah, we've got that too. Welcome to the Sports Thread, where we break down the top five stories in sports, just like you would with your crew.
Oh no! Disaster! What a bad idea!
No filters, no silence, just real talk.
All right, Frank, what do we got going on in the sports world that doesn't involve chicken cutlet sandwiches or the San Diego Padres?
We've got a lot, actually, going on, but I have a feeling that we're going to stay on one story here for most of this, and that is...
Number one.
Have you seen the insanity that has gone on with Mark Sanchez this weekend?
Okay, so here's what I know about the Mark Sanchez deal. You're going to have to inform me a lot of stuff. So this is what I know. As I'm boarding the plane in Oakland to fly back to San Diego, I see the Mark Sanchez has been hospitalized. He has been stabbed. Yes. And I was like, oh my God, what's going on in Indianapolis? This is crazy. This is terrible. I hope he recovers. What a, you know, everybody's like, great guy. Hope he recovers. All this other stuff. I land. And then all of a sudden he's like, Mark Sanchez is being arrested for like disorderly conduct and all this other stuff. And I'm like, what is happening? So I don't know what happened. All I know is he was stabbed. He went to the hospital.
He was
and
stabbed
now he got arrested. So I don't know what he did to get stabbed. I don't know what he did to the other guy. I don't know what he's getting charged with. Please fill me in on what in the world Mark Sanchez did over the weekend.
Mark Sanchez got stabbed and arrested for it. Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez is facing a felony battery charge.
Nice.
Over an altercation between the former NFL quarterback and a 69-year-old truck driver early Saturday morning in Indianapolis. Marion County prosecutor Ryan Mears announced the upgraded charge this morning, saying that Sanchez faces a level 5 felony charge for battery, quote, involving serious bodily injury. Punishment can range from 1 to 6 years in prison, according to the Marion County prosecutor. Mears has said his office received an amended probable cause affidavit on Monday. On Sunday, Sanchez was charged with battery with injury, public intoxication, and unlawful entry of a vehicle, all misdemeanors. Sanchez has been scheduled for a court hearing tomorrow on the original charges, but that was rescheduled to November 4th. Sanchez remains hospitalized and was listed in stable condition Monday morning. According to an affidavit for probable cause based on hotel video footage of the altercation early Saturday morning and statements by the police, Sanchez allegedly accosted the driver of a box truck that backed into the hotel's loading dock. So,
what happened?
So Sanchez got mad that somebody, he had to have been drunk. I mean, obviously,
well,
he's charged with public intoxication.
Yeah, that kind of means you're drunk.
So a drunk Mark Sanchez got mad at a box truck driver he did not hire for damaging property he did not own.
All right. Yeah, it says he allegedly approached the truck driver at a nearby hotel loading dock, according to the court affidavit. Truck driver, identified in court documents only as PT, was working for a company that recycles used cooking oil at the time of the incident. Sanchez allegedly told the driver he and his truck couldn't be at that loading dock before, quote, video shows Mark Sanchez grabbing and throwing PT towards the wall of the Westin.
Oh my God.
PT realized things had escalated and he was now in physical danger, so he reached into his pocket and grabbed his pepper spray and sprayed Mark Sanchez in the face. The pepper spray appeared to affect Sanchez briefly, but he eventually wiped his face and allegedly advanced towards the victim again. PT told police he feared the one-time player was trying to kill him, leading to the stabbing. Quote, we are literally talking about people fighting over a parking space and or a dispute about where people are parking, and it resulted in someone receiving just an incredibly significant injuries, Mears said on Monday. That's insane. Yeah, so that's what happened.
He got mad.
He pulled a Karen.
Yes, he was being a drunk.
That
he was being a drunk male Karen.
It doesn't. Nothing affects him. He's like, you can't park here. He doesn't work at the Westin. And in doing so, he decides to. He reaches into. He grabs the guy and throws him against the wall. Guy sprays him with pepper spray. Like, get away. That wasn't enough for Mark Sanchez. He goes after him again and he gets stabbed. I mean, what? What are you doing? Seriously. I mean, if you're Fox Sports, you're like, what? He did what? He did what?
I mean,
not even the wolf from Pulp Fiction can fix this problem. What is he doing? Bro, it's the night before. Is it two nights before you're supposed to call an NFL football game? What do you need to be getting intoxicated for? What do you need to get in a fight for? Stay in the room. Order room service. Never leave. Maybe if you want to take a stroll, that's fine. Don't do it drunk and then try to beat up a guy that's picking up used cooking oil. Oh, my God. I didn't know what the story was until literally right now. I knew he got stabbed, and I knew he got arrested for starting a fight. That is the dumbest way to go to prison. That is one of the dumbest ways to potentially go to prison I have ever seen.
I can't wait for that course at the TCU journalism class of what not to do.
When you travel on the road, when you get your big job.
Exactly. When you get your big job, guys, it's very important.
Honestly,
Don't go get drunk and be a male Karen to a 70-year-old geriatric who's trying to pick up used cooking oil.
I mean, you look at, like, I don't know who the person's name. I don't know who this Bailey person is. I mean, it could be one of the cops or something like that. But a quote from in the article: "We're lucky that no one's dead right now as a result of this incident that involved a knife." That's 100% true.
I completely forgot about this last night, which is why it wasn't on the sheet. And I got the update this morning that he was charged with a felony. I'm like, oh, I guess I found my sports thread today. It's only going to be this.
It, honestly, like, it needed to be said. If you didn't bring that up initially, I'd have been like, that's crazy. That might be one of the dumbest ways to potentially go to prison. I don't know. That's going to be interesting to see. We get to the noon hour when we come back.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.